National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here's your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm your host, Dave. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. And we are here to talk about you and everything that affects you, your life, your money, and all points in between. We will do the election. We will isolate the word immigration today. And the markets and the economy and jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficit spending and scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. Hope you're having a good day. By the way, my Mets are only 2 games behind being in the playoffs. As many injuries as they've had and bad luck, 2 games, and they're playing better ball. Keeping fingers crossed. I think there's about 30 games left. Also, as you know, next Tuesday is my Couch Potato Football League Fantasy Draft. I pick 9 out of 10, and I've been studying up a storm. Anybody have any input? I'll take it, but I'm pretty damn good at it. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between, but everything that affects it. And we do markets probably 90% of the time, maybe even more. But we so much think there's so many other things that affect you and your money and this in this country that we had to delve into so many new things, starting with the Bush administration. We never really had to talk about central banks. You know, we never used to talk about how about fraud by banks and lenders and printing of money. And immigration, we never really had to talk about it that much. You know, we used to the market. But what's happened is our government, not you and I, not the people of this country, what is it, 150, 200 million people that go to work every day to benefit their lives and their families' lives, to move forward and enjoy the greatness of this country and this world. It's them. They are the enemy. They've proven it. The amazing part about it is, why would anybody believe in an entity that has on purpose created $20 trillion of debt, deficits between $500 billion and $1 trillion per year, a Ponzi scheme called Social Security, a health care bill that we were lied to about and admittedly lied to us? And I can go on and on and on about the bullcrap. You ever read Tom Coburn's yearly thing on government waste and where money just thrown down the chute? And again, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. But I want to talk immigration here because the interesting thing is we've got this election. And as I have told you, Donald Trump can talk blue in the face about deporting 11 million people. I told you on day one, never happen. Eventually, he's going to have to back away. It's just never going to happen. And it's pretty simple logic. Remember, I am Mr. Logic. What are you going to do? You're going to do 10 million Elian Gonzalez's? Remember that? That moron Janet Reno? And by the way, I've been getting emails, Gary, you're calling a lot of people morons. I got to tell you something. I'm actually putting down the morons by comparing these people to the morons. Anyway, I'll try to do better. If you remember Elian Gonzalez, they went, there's pictures of a guy with wearing the Kevlar and the helmets with the big gun, taking this kid, grabbing him from his grandma in the closet. You remember that. Go look up the picture. So what are you going to do, Donald? Going to do that 11 million times? You going to tell somebody that's been here for 10 years, working their rear end off, picking strawberries so you can get them at your food store, that you got to get out of here? Yeah, is that what you're going to do, Donald? Never going to happen. Guess what? Donald Trump is doing exactly what we told you was going to eventually happen. He's backing away. Now all of a sudden he's talking about how, oh, we're going to go after the criminal illegals, and we're going to start vetting better, and we're going to build a wall so they just can't easily come in. By the way, there are statesmen in Mexico that want to build a wall also. Do you know where? On the southern border of Mexico, because it's so bad coming up that way. But I digress. I have some very good friends that came to this country legally. Do you know what they had to go through? Do you know how much time, sweat, tears, paperwork to come here legally? So this whole illegal immigration pisses on every one of these immigrants that came here legally. And unfortunately, it was done on purpose, and nobody did anything about it. And as usual, the flapping of the gums and the lip service from both parties on immigration has got us to the point where there's 11, maybe there's probably 15 million immigrants here. Well, they call them, I don't know, nobody wants to call them illegal immigrants anymore. Call them whatever you want. I don't use that to cast dispersion, because I got to tell you something. Anybody that's here, that's already here, that follows the rule of law and works to better themselves, what are you going to do? So if I'm president, here's the deal. The laws we already had on the books were good. But these morons in Washington just let the spigot open and did nothing about it. So we're in a situation now, unfortunately, the costs of illegal immigration are gargantuan. What ended up happening was Barack Obama decided, tell the kids to get their butts over here. And once they're here, we'll let their parents in. So he gave incentives for illegal immigration. George Bush was just hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, did nothing about it. Blah, 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 blah. So that's where the problem lies. The problem lies in people complaining. Well, all these people coming in, they're taking away jobs. That's where all this lies. Well, here's me. You ain't getting rid of these 11 million people. Ain't happening. You identify them. You tax them. And you make sure they are following the rule of law and they believe in this country. How you do that beats the hell out of me. And as far as anybody else wanting to come in, you make it legal. And from the day I'm president, you walk through here illegally, we're sending you back that day. And all of a sudden, guess what you have? You have a country that has borders. What a concept! A country that has borders that matter. What a concept! And in case you don't know, and I know you're not hearing this whole story, but in Europe, while Germany, this lady Merkel, keeps saying, oh, we want more migrants, this, that, and the other thing, there's a bunch of countries that are building walls because they can't take care of all these people. They're flooding in left and right. And you know what? You can't blame them. They're trying to leave Syria so they don't die. But there's got to be a rule of law. Barack Obama and George Bush did not follow it. And that's how you get 11 plus million people here illegally. Now, interesting enough, and I got to tell you, it's Weirdville out there. As you know, I have told you Hillary Clinton's a horrible candidate, besides being a crook. Terrible candidate. Terrible. Besides being a socialist. A terrible candidate. And I'm sitting there scratching my head for the last few weeks. Is Donald Trump going to do anything right? Because he really hasn't. He's opened his trap when he shouldn't. He said things when he shouldn't. Very goofy. And all I keep thinking to myself, if this dude ever wraps around this and becomes presidential, he's going to beat her. So up next, we're going to spend a couple more minutes on what Trump has done recently. Quite interesting. And then the big market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff on the market today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary, Mr. Logic. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host, handsome and buffed, and all that stuff. Hope you're having a good day. So, as I have told you, being Mr. Logic, if I was running for president against Hillary Clinton right now, I'd be winning in a landslide because I would be out there talking to everybody who couldn't stand me. And I'd be selling myself to everybody who hates me. Because if I had a great message, a better message than the crook, maybe, just maybe, I can do some convincing. And who would I believe that Trump was polling 2% in the black community, I think 20% in Hispanics. That's what I would be doing. And interesting enough, now that's what Trump is doing. On top of that, interesting enough, you had that devastation in Louisiana. I don't know if you know this. It was really bad. You know why you really don't know it? Because the media did not cover it the way they should have, because they were covering Barack Obama's arse because he was vacationing and golfing and laughing it up while people were drowning in the streets of Louisiana. And not until after Trump went there did Obama go there, and the media said nothing. But when George Bush waited a little too long for Katrina, they crapped all over him, and to this day they call it the Katrina moment. That's your media for you. But interesting enough, Trump went there. Hillary Clinton went to the Hamptons to raise $20 million. I got news for you. Bad move. So when people were in need, when people needed everybody to know what the hell was going on there so they can get help, Trump got out there front and center. Hillary Clinton was in the Hamptons. And then went to L.A. and hung out with Spielberg and Clooney and the rest of those idiots. Actually, I like Clooney. I take it back. He does a lot for the philanthropic community. I dig him on that. And then Trump goes to Mexico. The belly of the beast! Trump made a huge mistake. Huge. He generalized Mexicans as rapists and druggies, when he should have been saying the bad element from Mexico. And then when he was asked to roll it back, he kind of didn't roll it back. And he should have just come out and said, no, I meant the bad. Guess what he's doing now? You got it. He's rolling it all back and explaining himself. Finally. Took him like 5 months. But here's the interesting thing, in case you don't know, because the media ain't going to tell you this. Hillary Clinton was invited to go to Mexico with Trump to talk about immigration. Trump went. She's campaigning. She's raising bucks in the Hamptons and Los Angeles and Beverly Hills with the 1% that she hates so much. Just remember, people like Hillary Clinton are capitalists with their own money, socialists with your money. You need to understand that. So I'm just letting you know, the worst candidate since the history of the time. I'm interested in seeing the poll numbers in the next week after what I'm seeing now. One guy acting presidential, comforting people and getting it front and center in Louisiana, and then going to Mexico to sit down with the so-called enemy. And you know what Hillary Clinton did all day? Put him down today. Oh, he went to Mexico, but that's not how you change. Yeah, it is how you change things. You sit down. You discuss. You find common ground. You try to move forward. And of course, as I stated months ago, he's backing away from his immigration stance on just dumping these people. But what he should do is take a tough stance henceforth and basically state, we love anybody who wants to come into this country. You're going to do it legally, and you're going to go in to do it through a process. And we promise we will streamline the process, make it a lot easier than it used to be in the past. But nobody else is coming in illegally. Case closed. What a concept again. And you ask, what is this about my money? What does this have? It has everything. You bring in another 11 million immigrants. Who's paying for them? You are. I am. Your kids are. It's all intertwined, kids. Markets, economy, immigration, policy, you name it. Muy importante. Go look what's happening in Europe. They screwed up. Come one, come all, and come one, come all at the same time. People know happy there. Trouble is a brewing. And then people lose their office. So we've been ripping Trump a lot lately. We're going to give him big double clap hands for Louisiana and for going to Mexico and for starting to talk and act a little bit more presidential. As far as the crook, ain't nothing she can do that impress us. Anybody who enriched themselves by influence peddling because she was a politician through a State Department and making up a foundation, which basically all it was an influence peddling corporation masquerading as a foundation, can't help you. She ain't cool in my book. Not to mention all the other little stories. But I will say this, I was not a fan of Barack Obama, and I'm still not, on his policy. I think he's corrupt. I think he lied about a lot of things. I believe he was part of with the IRS going after people that disagree with him. I believe he lied about Benghazi. I can go on and on. He lied about Obamacare. He lied about cutting the debt in half because he came right out with the $800 billion stimulus. I believe there's a lot of that going on. But I do believe he's a good father and husband. I don't think he's a good CEO of this country. $8 trillion of new debt and counting while he was the president. I will wish him well as he goes off into the sunset. When, in January? Or something like that. He should be a... what do they call it when you're almost done? But he's still going at it. I expect Guantanamo to be shut in the next 60 days. A terrorist in your community. Enjoy. Up next on The Edge. Okay, I promise. Full market wrap. We'll get it all in by the close. and much more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes. Dr. Rebecca Levine, periodontist of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Levine.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's G-U-M-B-L-R.org to find a periodontist, learn more, and take an interactive course. Quiz.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams,
Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. We do want to say real quick to all our friends and listeners in the Hawaiian Islands, you got two hurricanes bearing down on you. Please take care of yourselves. You are not protected. And in Florida, you're getting a little dinky thing. That's a little, it's a bad storm, I guess, right? And it looks like I'm here in Central Florida. It's kind of turning a little more north, so we're just going to get a little rain and wind here. But I guess a little north to us, actually towards my son in Tallahassee, you're going to get hit a little bit more. You'll take care of yourself. All right, I've been long-winded. I've been boring, but what can I tell you? That's what I do here. I'm a boring radio host. Let's do and let's get into, and lots to talk about, today's market wrap. And that would be brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Now, we have been telling you that the market was deteriorating, but it did not mean it had to lead to disaster. It did not mean it had to lead to correction. In fact, it's been a rotating ugly. And we warned you about many of these areas to avoid. Simple as that. And we stick to it because it got a little worse today. But I will tell you again, we were off the lows today after getting hit harder. Dow was down 53, S&P 5, NASDAQ only 9, NASDAQ 100 only 5. Russell 2006, transports 31. Advanced declines 11.19 on the New York, about 10.19 on the NASDAQ. New highs did contract, but we were down worse. I think Dow was down, I got to figure it out, worse. How's that? We'll leave it at that. In the Dow today, Boeing buck and change, Chevron buck and change. How's it? Let's go over the areas we've been going over. Gold and silver were again down. Especially gold and silver stocks for the most part. We've been telling you avoid them, and simple as that. We've been telling you avoid these areas. Auto parts, retail, casino, gaming, dollar and discount stores, gold and silver, steel, metals, mining, commodities. A lot of healthcare and biotech. Utilities, REITs, a lot of retail. And consumer staples, which just been topping recently. Guess what? We've also been telling you in the oil patch. We followed about 100 to 120 names, and only about 10 to 15 names were actually in pretty decent shape. It got to about 20. Well, most of those are now breaking down on a near-term basis. The oil stocks were hit hard today, as oil prices was again hit hard today. So we're just letting you know, and as we did our scans, names like Halliburton, ConocoPhillips, Hess, Patterson Energy, Noble, and a bunch of names, go scan them. Breaking support and or moving averages right now. So just another area maybe. Now keep in mind something very important. The market right now is working off of the bet that the Fed is going to raise rates because Janet Yellen said, well, we think the conditions are such that we can. She ain't. She's not raising rates. So the conundrum, listen carefully. If the market's making a bet that she's raising rates and she doesn't, Well, if she doesn't, that means the dollar is going to swoon instead of go up, and all these areas, the commodities and stuff like that, will start turning back up again. Now, we may have a little thingamabob on Friday, and that is the fake employment number. If the employment number is not up to snuff, that means they're definitely not. We may get that action on Friday. If we get a strong employment number, it may push their hand. I don't know. I just don't think they're raising rates. Now, the areas that are working, the semiconductors were down nicely today, and they were bought up, so that remains strong. And the financials, which were up early, got hit, and then came back towards the end of the day. Two of the most important areas in the market, the financials and semis, they would have to crack for the overall market to crack. So I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Now, financials were mixed, but they were much worse throughout the day. And most of the names I told you about have moved above a little bit of resistance. Keep in mind, this is not beta, so they're not going to be skyrocketing. They're just acting better. And that be the story as we shake things out. Again, how markets top is little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch, sector by sector, stock by stock starts breaking down. We have a few areas, but in my opinion, not even close to enough to break this thing. If it worsens, we will gladly let you know. Has not happened yet. And keep in mind, they're printing $200 billion a month. Just Europe and Japan. Just Europe and Japan, $200 billion to buy up markets. Goes a long way. And by the way, everybody's now agreeing with the things we've been telling you for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Bill Gross was out today agreeing with us. Druckenmiller, Soros, the rest of them are all agreeing with us now. Markets are rigged and manipulated by central banks, and all they're doing is watching markets. They're not watching economies. They can't get an economy moving. What, because they go another quarter point negative, that's going to move an economy? Hell no. Who are they trying to kid? They're the Keystone Cops. They make the Keystone Cops look like Nobel Prize winners. How's that? And I'm being nice. Movers of the day. Palo Alto Networks stands out. Been a laboring stock for a while. Was down about 15 today. Finished down 10 on their numbers. Martin Marietta Materials down 6, 183. That's been breaking down lately. Baidu down 4 and change. That has not acted well for a while. Four more, U.S. Concrete, Lending Tree, W.W. Granger, and then Pioneer Natural Resources, Oil, Dicom, Infrastructure, Tyler Tech, BlackRock down 3. That's been a strong financial. Concho Resources, PDC Energy, you get where we're going there. Sherwin-Williams, been breaking down. Apache, rough day for the overall for the oil patch. On the upside today, not a lot. Mercado Libre, good-looking chart, MELI, online marketplace and electronic payment service in Latin America. Good action, up 5. Do I even name this one? I'm not even going to name the next one. In the 3s, Alliance Data Systems. Lockheed Martin finally bounces a little after going from 266 to 240 in short order. YY Inc. Why? Viva Systems, that's on their numbers, VEEV, good action. Two or more, SL Green Realty, Ulta Salon bounces a little bit. Intercontinental Exchange, the exchanges act well, I will tell you that. That symbol ICE, do I have that written down somewhere on my screen? I'm writing it down now as I speak. Look at that, I'm doing my scans as I do a radio show. And I think that is about it for the movers of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it'll be reported markets getting hit a little bit here. Different sectors are in trouble. I don't see the major indices being in trouble yet. The fact of the matter is, if more areas start to break down, they'll get the major indices. But right now, you still have good money flows in the financials, and the semiconductors. And those are two key important parts of the equation. It's like Tom Seaver and Jerry Kuzman, the pitching staff of the Mets. Okay, that was a while back. And that kind of sort of, yeah, kind of like covers it a day. Again, the market, I know they report to you the Dow and the S&P, but we follow 200 sectors. And we follow a lot of subsectors under those 200 sectors because we're quite insane. That's more important to us than anything because we've seen, Mark, when the internets were going crazy in 99, the housing stocks were getting trashed. They took them down to 1x earnings. In 2014, yeah, the market got hit, but the commodities started a 50 to 80% drop. Markets never followed. Up next on the Investor's Edge, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again,
1-800-BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. My friend at Fox, Charles Gasparino, he's kind of a lightning rod, but the man is just absolutely brilliant. And the things he knows that nobody else is just amazing. He is like an unbelievable reporter, and he just knows. I try to pride myself on knowing everything. I really do. I read so much. And when I really want to know something in a big way, if I decided today that I wanted to know about the different tribes in Iraq, and I want to know them in a huge way, I'll spend a week, 5 hours a day, sucking it up so I know everything about it. I taught my kids that. Hopefully they're following suit. But that's Charles Gasparino for just amazing, the stuff he knows. And he doesn't take any guff from anybody. Boy, people get on him. And I get the same stuff, too, on a lesser extent. Because people are insane. People just can't debate you respectfully. They got to rip on you, crap on you, call you this, call you that. And we will respect all opinions. The people we rip on are the leaders of this, well, the so-called leaders of this country who deserve it. The media does not do their job, so we have to. Quite simple as that. Of course, if Republicans are running the show, then the media does their job. Then they give them a daily colonoscopy. Anyway. Okay. So, tomorrow, September, I'm being told, I think you're being told, look out for September. September's going to be bad. Don't buy into that crap. If the market in September wants to be bad, it will, regardless of what anybody thinks. That's all. What we do here is we read the tape and we just try to stay in lockstep or just a half step ahead. And that's how we've been able to over the recent weeks to tell you to avoid buying the utilities and the real estate and the gold and silver. And henceforth, all of them have been coming lower. We did not throw something at the wall hoping it sticks. We didn't predict anything. What we saw was severe distribution measured by price and volume, pretty much on a daily basis after a move higher. And then we saw the staircase, which was heading north, take one step south, which does not mean the end of the world, but gets us noticing. And then it does that next stair step to the downside, which has us telling you, okay, just letting you know. That's what we do. We have no idea where the Dow is going to 5,000 like Harry Dent says, or 30,000 like some bulls say. I can promise you both of them don't know. They're just trying to sell something like Harry Dent selling another book, I think. Let the market be your guide. It's a lot smarter than me. It's a lot smarter than them. And never lose big. Never lose big. One of the greatest lessons I have seen in the last 20 years. During a market that wasn't a big bear market, was a brilliant man, brilliant, a billionaire named Bill Ackman watched a stock, Valeant Pharmaceuticals, drop 90% with him holding a ton of them and buying more as it went down. It is a gargantuan lesson that can happen to the best. Psychology takes over, ego takes over. And let me just be clear, never let your ego get in the way of a stock that wants to go lower, especially one that wants to go lower big. And I've seen it in the best of people. Not happening here. We have fail safes. And you know what that is? Sell. That's all. Sell. That's the fail-safe. And what happens if it turns back up? The other part of the equation. Buy it back. That's all. I kind of find it amazing sometimes. People get so stuck on something because it's something. Oh, it's this. Has to work. Has to do well. Has to be this. Has to be that. No. Lesson number one in the market is that it is going to do. The sector will do. The stock will do. The country will do. The bond market will do whatever it wants to do, regardless what you or I think. Now, I can't say that for the central bank because they're able to print trillions of dollars. But they'll have their day. The market's going to shoot the middle finger at them eventually. I don't know what number, and who was to know that they'd go to 20 trillion and counting? Just remember what I'm telling you. I've seen too much in the way of disaster because you don't sell. You can never lose big. If you sell when you're only down a specific non-affecting amount, please heed that. And always know where something came from so you have an idea where your fail safe is. Rule number one. Have a great evening and drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do, quite the simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltenbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.